sisters speak in the church all the time. And the sisters in the front row fanning themselves would say to my grandmother, Hadame, this child sure can talk. So if those sisters were alive today, wouldn't they be shocked? Because I'm still talking.
I don't come to any of this without an acknowledgement of where I've come from. And I know that it's no small thing to be a former colored girl, Negro, Black, now African American in the United States of America, with a media forum that is in the homes of millions of people in the United States and throughout the world. I did not take that lightly, and to this day, I don't take that lightly.
A group of workers staged a demonstration on Capitol Hill this week. Metro Department of Parks and Recreation, all the employees here are working overtime. What's your reaction to all of this, first of all?
I had been doing news since I was 19 years old in Nashville, and I've done every local story there is to do. These are the days where you took your own camera and you shot footage with a Bell and Howell and came back and edited it and wrote the story. I covered every octogenarian's birthday, every 100th birthday. I did all the people stories, which really were harder to do than hard news.
Do you get a good feeling deep down inside knowing you're going to make somebody happy?
Because you're starting from nothing. You're starting from, you're going to a birthday party for a 104-year-old Mrs. Mims, and there is nothing there but Mrs. Mims' family and a bad cake. So I had done every kind of story and covered hard news as well, and always felt that it was not the right place for me. But I had my father's voice in my ear, you know, constantly, well, you're making $22,000 and you're 22. Well, I don't know what else you want in the world. You better save half your money because you're not going to make that kind of money forever. When I moved to Baltimore, got the opportunity to move to Baltimore, I had the misfortune to be paired with an anchor man who didn't want a young Black co-anchor. He didn't want a co-anchor at all, and certainly didn't want a young female one. It was a very difficult position for me to be in. Very difficult. I didn't even know how bad it was, because I thought they wanted me there since they hired me.
And he said there's no chance of the strike spreading to Maryland.
I got a huge demotion. Huge demotion. I was doing the 6 o'clock news, and they placed me on the new local talk show that was starting called People Are Talking.